This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
Yes, and you know what? Of course, every year 9/11, the 9/11 Heroes Run takes place with our great friends over at the Travis Mannion Foundation. I want to welcome back to the show the president of the Travis Mannion Foundation, Ryan Mannion. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I always appreciate the wonderful work you do and the Travis Mannion Foundation does. And always around 9/11, the Heroes Run, it's such an impactful event. Tell us about how you're doing it this year with regards to the pandemic.
Absolutely. So unfortunately, this year, most of our races are virtual. But the great thing about that is we've been able to extend the race season. So you can actually sign up to be a virtual runner through November 1st. And with that, you get your shirt. We're giving neck gaiters. We're giving race bibs where you can write who you're running in honor of, and access to playlists to get you going. But more importantly than that, what I always say to you, Rich, is this is more than a 5K run. This is about coming together each and every year around September 11th and remembering the sacrifices that were made that day and the sacrifices that are continually made each and every day by our military and our first responder community.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan, you launched a podcast called The Resilient Life, which is available on radio.com, our parent company. And you draw on the personal experiences of thought leaders to inspire others on a path to growth. What have you found, particularly as you've been talking to people lately with regards to the 19th anniversary of 9/11, the fact that, you know, we're dealing with this pandemic, a lot of people can't be with the ones that they love or have not been able to see the ones that they love. How's it been a challenge?
Well, I think, you know, one of the greatest things that I found through the guests that I've been interviewing is that, number one, we all have a story. We all have a story about where we were and the path that September 11th and the events of September 11th took us on. But more importantly than that, it's this larger idea that it was something really great that Rob Riggle, he's an actor and Marine, he said, I had him on the podcast, and he was talking about September 11th, and he said, you know, this world operates on two things, fear and love. And right now, our country is afraid. And I thought it was so interesting in the way he framed it, because when you operate out of a place of fear, and you know, you can think back to that amazing Teddy Roosevelt quote, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And I thought about that a lot, and I thought about what those words meant, especially at a time like right now.
Right.
It's a pivotal time in our nation's history, and with everything going on, I don't think we can be afraid. I think we have to take that idea of fear and put it aside and, you know, and move forward in the best ways that we can.
Ryan Mannion, absolutely. And the Travis Mannion Foundation does such a great job, I think, of helping to spread love and help people overcome fear. Of course, you know, named after, of course, your brother and the incredible work that he did. And you know, if not me, then who? I mean, I love that saying, that phrase. And this particular year in the challenge of doing this race virtually, the Heroes Run virtually, it's got to be also kind of exciting, too, at the same time, right? I mean, this is the 13th annual run. There's going to be 100 race locations around the country and the world, 60,000 participants, but most races have become virtual. But that still allows participants the ability to be part of it I don't know. To me, there's just something very, very cool about it. It's like you guys are adjusting, and that's really kind of the secret to life and leadership too, isn't it? You have to be able to adjust sometimes to make things work despite whatever challenges are in front of you.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a real quick cool story. So I actually ran, I was away on September 11th for an event for the foundation, and I jumped on the beach and I said, I got to get out and run my virtual heroes run. And my dad and I were running, and as we were running, two guys ran up. They were running towards us, and the one guy stopped me and said, are you Ryan Mannion? And I said, I am. And he said, I'm out here running the 9/11 Heroes Run. I recognized you.
That's
These were
great.
Two ROTC students from the University of South Carolina. And that moment for me was like, okay, this is what this virtual thing is all about. And to see online, you know, people posting and sharing their virtual experience, it had been cool. It's been different. Listen, would I much prefer us to come together by the thousands? Yes. Will we do that next year? Absolutely. But for this one year to make a little bit of a change, it's been fun. It's been exciting. And it's been overwhelming, the incredible response to people that have already signed up to participate.
Well, you're incredible. I got to tell you, you know, between being a mom, running the Travis Mannion Foundation, your podcast, your book, The Knock at the Door, and actually running in the 9/11 Heroes Run. I mean, people wonder, Ryan Mannion, do you sleep? How do you do it?
Listen, it's a balancing act, and I always say it takes a village, right? Incredible people, incredible support. And if you have a passion for what you do, it makes everything a lot easier. And I have a passion for working with our military community, for helping people to become the best version of themselves, and for just getting out there and sharing the work of TMF and those five words, if not me, then who?
Well, virtual registration is open until November 1st, so you got plenty of time. You'll be able to get a race shirt, neck gaiter, race bib. You can choose your own date, your time, your location. You can run it. You can walk it. You can go at your own pace. It's a 5K, and it'll be great. The 13th annual 9/11 Heroes Run. Ryan, I'm bummed I won't see you at the game this weekend because, you know, we always got to hang out together at the game and go down to the field during halftime. And, you know, that was always fun. So we won't get to do that this year. But, you know, we'll somehow find a way to all get together soon, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that, Rich.
All right. Well, keep up the great work. Give my best to everybody at the Travis Mannion Foundation. You can register for the 9/11 Heroes Run by going to travismannion.org. Ryan Mannion, thanks so much for your time and all the great work you do.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.